Tell us about your background and where you came from and how that experience prepared you for this position.
Well, I grew up in a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. My wife is from St. Louis, so, we definitely have middle of the Midwest roots, but we've lived all over. I've been fortunate to, serve all over the world in a number of leadership and staff assignments, starting from Fort Bragg as a platoon leader to 2.5 years in Korea, time as an instructor at the engineer school, deployed a couple of times, with the 1st Cavalry Division and the 3rd Infantry Division to Iraq. My experience with the Corps of Engineers was 2 years as the deputy at the Galveston District, which included all of the Texas coast, and before coming here to be the commander of the New Orleans District.
What's your overall assessment of the hurricane protection for the New Orleans District?
It's a stronger system that provides more risk reduction than the greater New Orleans area has ever had in its history. We say that it reduces risk associated with the 100-year storm, that has a 1% chance of occurring in any given year. And that is what it is designed to do. But what you won't hear us refer to it as is a protection system. And we choose our words carefully. We say risk reduction because no feature that we could build, no system can fully protect, against Mother Nature.
How would you describe the flooding risk for the city of New Orleans, East versus West Bank?
The system that is built on the East and West Bank, it is still a system all the way around the city. It is not, two systems, one on the East Bank, one on the West Bank. So, the entire system provides, the same level of risk reduction, against the 100-year storm or 1% chance of occurring. So I wouldn't say that the system is any better, for, Orleans East than it is, for the West Bank or anywhere else in the city. It's built to provide the similar level of risk reduction, at any point inside the perimeter.
I'm wondering, what keeps you up at night? What keeps you worried about the system?
As far as the greatest variability, in the not in the system itself, but how well prepared, the overall city is and the parishes is how people react to an oncoming storm. If folks say, "Well, it's only a Category 1 hurricane," and I wrote out a Category 1 hurricane before, or "It's not coming my way," or "We've already had our 100-year event for this year," and they elect to stay in an area where they shouldn't. Obviously, the more people that stay in an area that ought to be evacuated, the more concerns there are going to be like that.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.